We've actually had the opportunity to talk with Jamel a couple of times since the Occupy Lansing movement started. Jamel Dean is with Occupy Lansing, and he's on the other end of our line. Jamel, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. As we speak, where does the Occupy Lansing movement stand?
Right now, we have disbanded our camp because we figured it was counterproductive to the message. More people were focusing on, well, we have this camp downtown, et cetera, instead of focusing on the issues behind why the camp was there. So we decided to take a different approach to it.
Will there be a reconnect with the camp, if you will, or what are your plans for 2012?
Our plans for 2012, early 2012 right now, is after the winter dies down a little bit, we want to get out there, canvas the neighborhood, because in our opinion, knowledge is the greatest power that you can give somebody. We just want to educate people on the issues out there and what their candidates are voting on, because, I mean, if you look at our congressional approval rating of the United States, they're like 9% right now. So, I mean, there are people out there who feel the same way we do, and even if you don't agree with Occupy, I mean, it's good to have the knowledge in your pocket to know who you can vote for.
All right, just to be clear, was there a difference between Occupy Lansing and, say, Occupy New York or Occupy Oakland? What was your objective, and did you accomplish it?
Our objectives were just to help change the dialogue, and I believe that it was accomplished because people do talk a little differently about it now. Even if they don't agree with Occupy, they're starting to question, you know, is our government doing the right thing with our tax dollars? Why are they spending so much, et cetera, and so on? And the conversation just evolves, you know, mouth to mouth, you know, neighbor to neighbor.
According to data that was compiled by MERS, Occupy Lansing cost the city of Lansing more than $20,000, $20,081 to be exact. What's your response to that, and who do you think is going to pay for it?
Well, I mean, can you really start charging protesters? I mean, that sets a really dangerous precedent in the state if you were going to do that. That'd be similar to having a school mail a parent a bill because their child used this many, you know, supplies during the school year.
Well,
it's a cost that is inherently covered through the city's finances because they expect protests there.
I would argue that school is a necessity. Protesting by using public utilities, public services, totaling more than 20 grand, that's going to come at the expense of taxpayers, especially when you and your group supposedly were arguing against wasteful spending. Can you see how that question would be raised?
Yeah, completely. But, I mean, are you going to penalize people for wanting to become involved in a political process that they don't feel they're really involved in? I mean,
all right. I can agree with that. I can go along with that argument. But why not just you know, pay what you use?
Because we are protesters. I mean, it is a cost that is covered. They factored into their budget. I mean, You can't really go around charging protesters. They charged the Tea Party movement for having the rallies and things, even with a permit. I mean, they still had to have an increased police presence. I believe for the October 15th rally, the cost for police overtime was $8,800, just above. But they're paying police $50 an hour. I mean, is it wasteful spending? Are police worth $50 an hour? I mean, those are all questions that have to be asked.
I could agree. All those are valid arguments. The only question that I have, and I have no personal take on this, but
yeah,
there is a bill for $20,000, and taxpayers are going to have to pay for it. Do you think that's right and fair?
Are they asking for a millage to increase taxes to pay for it?
No.
Okay, well, isn't that an implied cost then that the city already factors in?
Well, no, I don't think that they knew that this was going to cost $20,000, or maybe they could have budgeted for it. That's a question that was asked.
Would an armed police response, would that have cost more?
I would guess.
I mean, well, then did the city take the correct actions in dealing protesters then? Because I believe, you know, if they had, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400 police officers down there trying to kick occupiers out of a park as opposed to letting them leave on their own. I mean, I think they saved a lot of money that way.
All right, let's just say you take the police hours, which total more than $9,500. Take that out of it. What about the trash removal? $6,000 there. Park maintenance to clean up the portable toilets. Should we, the taxpayers, foot that bill?
Should the taxpayers foot that bill? I mean, do the taxpayers have a say in where their money's going in general? I mean, they elect officials that do all these things, but do they honestly have a say? That's the real question you're asking there.
Well, I guess I'm not trying to make you answer the way I want you to answer. What the basic question is we got $20,000 here that wasn't planned for. Things are tight. Police and fire have been laid off. Occupy Lansing was in Lansing. I think most people supported that you have the right to protest. But why should taxpayer dollars have to pay for, and I wasn't down there, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't using portable toilets, I didn't have to have someone else clean up my mess, why should me and my family have to pay for that as opposed to using that money to, say, have another fire person on duty?
Well, when I was down there, I can tell you that we cleaned up every morning. I mean, there wasn't much to clean up if they ever came down there. Like, we didn't see the public service people that often. That's why we think it's kind of unbelievable what this cost is, you know, bounced back onto us. And we were actually cleaning up after ourselves. Yes, the city brought porta-potties down there, and that, you know, that was good.
All right, Jamel, I got to get to a news break. We'll stay in touch. I appreciate you coming on. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.